I speak in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Last night for family movie night, we watched Christmas Chronicles. We've probably watched it already 10 times this season, but I actually paid attention last night. There was a scene where Santa Claus was thrown into jail and was being questioned by the Chicago police, and they just couldn't believe that he was actually Santa Claus, but he still went through all the hoops to finally get out of jail. He convinced one of the police officers that he really was Santa Claus, and then when he finally was able to be released, he didn't walk out the front of the jail like you would if you were a prisoner being released. He went up through the air ducts and came out by the sleigh. I'm like, why didn't he just do that like 10 hours ago, right? What is going on here? And then I sort of started thinking about it, and I was like, well, that would have gone against his M.O., right? Santa's M.O. is what? Be good for goodness sake. So breaking out of jail is probably not a good thing, even if you can, even if you're Santa Claus, right? So I say that because I'm reminded that our Almighty God could easily rid the world of sin and sadness and death with the snap of a finger. But that's not his M.O. That is not what God is all about. From the very beginning, from the Genesis story, we see that our God is about working out salvation through the flesh of humanity. Our God is not into quick fixes, but he's into total transformation. Quick fixes, after all, just kick the can down the road. Evil and suffering will always come back unless it is pulled out from the roots. It's sort of the difference between wanting to be sanitized and sanctified. Sanitized is just sort of like covering up the stench that we have, but not really taking care of what's going on inside, where sanctification is a complete transformation. Our God is in the business of death and resurrection. Nothing short of death and resurrection will save us and transform us into the people that God made us to be. Now, John's prologue, the last lesson that I read, explores God's M.O., the Word made flesh. God works out salvation through humanity. God chose Israel to be the light of the world. Now those who live in Christ become that light of the world. God does not abandon us to this broken world, but breaks into it to dwell among us, not only to comfort us, but to empower us to live into our calling as image bearers of God. Thus, we become bearers of hope. And this hope doesn't minimize the darkness that is around us, but this hope says that no amount of darkness can overcome the light of Christ. The message of Christmas isn't just about tidings of comfort and joy, but also a call and a challenge to model the truth of God with us. And in order to model this truth of God with us, the church is called to go where folks sit in darkness and shed light on the kingdom where there is no need for sun or moon, for the Lamb is the light that gives light to the world. Now, as we look back at this year, especially these last few months, it's easy to end the year and point to all the bad things that happened and just get on with 2025. And certainly we should make space to honor the grief and suffering of our lives. But we shouldn't neglect to reflect in all the ways that God's light shined in the darkness, all the ways that God's light brought hope and healing to a darkening and despairing scene. God has not abandoned us to the darkness, and he will keep showing up again and again and again until that day where there will be no need of sun or moon, for the Lamb is the light that will give light to the world. Amen.